Him what he's been doing with my ties. Yeah, I don't even get a chance to wear them before they turn up in there.
Where do you suppose he went?
What's gonna happen when he's old enough to wear my suits? I'll be walking around in a barrel.
Alice, you know he left his books in the kitchen, a glass of milk, and a sandwich in the living room. Honestly, I don't know what he's thinking about these days.
I'll tell you what Jeff is thinking about.
Girls. That's nothing new for Jeff.
Look at that. I paid $5 for that tie. It looks like he's been tying up newspapers with it.
Alex, if Jeff is thinking of nothing but girls these days, maybe you'd better have a little father-to-son talk with him.
Well, it's not that he's thinking any more of girls. In fact, he's probably thinking less of them. Now, that isn't what I mean.
You're more confused than he is.
I mean, he's going through a very blasé period. He thinks he knows all about girls.
Oh, look at that. All full of ice cream spots. Probably strawberry.
How do you know so much about your brother?
The grapevine. You see, Bruce works in the malt shop, and his sister Beverly goes with George, who's in my political science class. He had all the latest reports. Ask me anything.
Why does he mutilate my ties?
Man, surf twisters. What a night that's going to be.
Yeah, I like their sound, but I can never understand any of the words of their songs.
I can never remember the tunes.
I don't think they use tunes.
I don't think they use words.
I wonder how we like them.
I don't know. Well, they save you money. They're so noisy, you can't tell when the records wear out.
Hey, who are you taking?
It needs a little song.
You know, you're right. Oh, a little salt for table 14. So, you're not going to tell me who you're taking, huh?
I'm going stag. I'm through with girls.
Then why are you going?
I'd like to meet a girl. Who are you taking?
I don't know. Right now, I'm sort of a field scanner.
Maybe the one you pick won't want to go. How about that?
She'll go. There isn't anything a man can't do if he sets his mind to it.
There isn't anything a woman can't do if she sets her mind to it. Jeff Stone, that's who I'm going with.
You mean he already asked you?
No, but he will.
Well, how do you know?
He'll ask me.
Not if he asked me first. And I think he will. No offense, Sabrina.
Why, Joyce, I didn't know you were competing.
I hope you don't mind.
It's a free country, but I'll tell you right now, if you expect to win this battle, you'll have to call up all your reserves. And I don't think you've got enough.
It's not power that counts, honey. It's tactics. I'm loaded with tactics.
Like I say, all's fair in love and war. No holds barred. You know the rules.
Ouching and biting in the clinch is strictly a permissible
check. Survival of the fittest.
Nice talking to you, Sabrina.
Likewise, Joyce.
May the best man win.
I shall.
I'm a funny guy, Smitty. I got a mind of my own. Don't worry. The girl I pick, she'll go with me.
Mother, I know girls. I say that Sabrina is out to get something from Jeff. She's in there helping him with his trigonometry. Don't knock it.
That is what we call trick and device.
Gal in there is a human dynamo.
You see?
What's she after?
I think it has something to do with the jazz concert of the ski lifters or something.
Mother, the surf twisters.
Oh, that's it. Trying to wangle an invitation. Women.
Amazing, aren't we?
Mother, that's the pattern.
Amazing.
Now, on OP, making any angle A with OX, take any point P. Complete the figures indicated, denoting the lengths of OF, FP, and OP by X, Y, and R, respectively. Now, the value of X, Y, and R varies with the position of P on OP, but by the laws of similar triangles, the ratios do not. See?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Well, you make it sound so simple.
That's because you have keen powers of absorption.
I have?
Huh? I noticed it the first time you looked at me.
Huh. You're right. By the way, how'd you know I needed help in trig?
I watched you in class, but it wasn't your fault. Mr. Thompson didn't explain the problem too well, and I hated to see such a fine mind go to waste.
You know something, Sabrina?
Yes, Jeff?
You're terrific.
Thank you.
I really mean that. You've got that certain something that relaxes a guy. I don't have to worry about you. I know that if something has to be done, you'll do it.
Well, you're the kind of person one likes to do things for, Jeff.
Yeah, I am.
It's a sign of greatness. Voltaire had it.
Voltaire who?
You also have a fine sense of humor. You're going to do real well in college, Jeff. The indications are all there. I know I'm going to be proud of you. Don't get up. A trigonometry session takes a lot out of a person.
Oh, yeah.
Relax. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
There. How's that?
Oh, it's perfect. Boy, you make everything so easy.
Now, what can I get you before I leave?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted...
There must be something. Milk and cookies?
Oh, no, I just ate.
And some pop. Root beer. I remember you always liked root beer.
Yeah, I love root beer. I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. I want to.
Boy, you're terrific. Absolutely terrific.
You're the kind of person one wants to be terrific for.
I think I stumbled on a diamond mine.
Excuse me. Jeff wanted some root beer. Oh, don't bother. I'll get it. Trigonometry is so dehydrating. Poor Jeff. He worked so hard at it. He'll pass the exam. Don't worry. I suggested root beer for added energy. May I? Thank you. This will do him a world of good. Thank you. You're also very kind. And gosh, I feel so gauche.
Ten to one, she gets the invitation.
No chance.
Right.
I think maybe I need a flexible straw or a little funnel.
Let me fix it.
Okay.
That better?
Oh, perfect.
Well, I've got to leave.
Oh.
Don't get up. I'll let myself out.
Oh.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night. Hey, wait a minute. Sabrina, what are you doing on the 18th?
The 18th?
Yeah, it's a Saturday night.
The night of the jazz concert?
Yeah.
In the high school gym?
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Well, I'm not doing anything, Jeff. Why?
Well, you see, I thought that maybe if you weren't doing anything, you and I could... Oh, excuse me. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Jeff. Sabrina.
Jeff, you were saying about Saturday the 18th?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, what's the matter?
Nothing, Jeff. Just a slight vertigo.
A what?
A dizzy spell. I'll be all right, Jeff.
Oh. Well, you better come on in here and sit down. I'll see you, Sabrina. Thanks a lot for all your help.
Goodbye, Sabrina. You have some strong arms, Jeff.
I have?
Didn't you know?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Here, you sit right down here. How's that?
Fine, just super fine. Thank you. You're very gallant.
Now, what can I get you? Milk, ice cream, cookies, root beer?
Nothing right now, thank you. All I want is your help. I need it desperately.
Yeah? What is it, huh?
Well, you see, tomorrow I have to turn in a theme, and I don't have an opening paragraph. I'm so bad at opening paragraphs, and you're so good at opening paragraphs, and that's why I came here tonight for an opening paragraph.
No kidding.
I'm so helpless.
Oh, you came to the right place. Here, let me make you more comfortable.
There. You're standard, Jeff. Positively standard.
Yeah. And now, what's the subject of your theme, and we'll see what we can do about it.
It's called The Nature and Causes of Emotions in the Rising Generation. You're a part of this rising generation, Jeff.
Me?
Yes. You're so knowledgeable in this area, and that's why I feel so secure you'll be able to compose an opening paragraph for me.
I will.
Something like, unless the adults in charge of this world can find some way of living together, the rising generation may never have a chance to rise.
Unless the adults of this world find some way of living together, the rising generation may never have a chance to rise.
Brilliant. Positively brilliant.
Yeah? What?
Say it again, Jeff.
Unless the adults of this world can find some way of living together, the upcoming generation...
Rising.
Yeah, rising. The rising generation may never have a chance to rise. Hey, that's not bad.
Jeff, it's magnificent. There's a touch of Hemingway, pure Hemingway. How could you have thought of it so quickly?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even remember thinking of it. Unless the adults
You're
of the...
You're a subconscious thinker, Jeff.
Well, it must be something. Unless the adults of this world... You know something? It's you, Joyce.
Me?
Well, sure. You drew it out of me. It's like a chemical reaction.
Well, it just so happens that you're the kind of person who has a disposition for chemistry.
Unless the adults of this world can find some way of... Hey, what can I get you? You deserve something. Milk, ice cream, cookies, you name it.
Whatever you like is good enough for me, Jeff.
Yeah? Well, don't move. You just stay there. I'll be right back. Boy, she's just out of this world. So delicate, helpless.
Sir Twisters, here we come.
Jeff, she's at strong arms. Did you know I was a chemical? I am. I really am. Between Joyce and me, there's a chemistry. She brings out things in me I never knew were there. Unless the adults of the world find some way of living together, the rising generation may never have a chance to rise.
What was that?
That was Joyce's invitation to the Surf Twisters.
No chance.
Wrong.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. Joyce, what are you doing the 18th?
The 18th?
Yeah, it's a Saturday. A Saturday night.
Saturday night? I can't even depend on my own memory. Saturday night? Well, I don't see...
At the school gym. There's a jazz concert and dance.
Well, there is.
Yeah, the Surf Twisters. Are you doing anything the 18th?
I don't think so, Jeff. Why?
Well, I thought that maybe if you weren't going, we could... Okay. Hello? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Bye. Hey, Joyce, I gotta run. Sabrina lost her trigonometry book somewhere outside, and she needs it for class tomorrow. Oh, by the way, if you need any more help with your theme, you just call me during the week.
I had him right here in the palm of my hand. He was just about to ask me when your friend Sabrina that.
Don't say it. I had him, too. Your timing was perfect.
So was yours.
Thanks.
It was all working for me. He was so anxious to help me with my theme.
Which one, about the rising generation?
Gave me a beautiful opening paragraph that I gave him. Everything was working for me.
Look, I worked like a dog memorizing that trigonometry theorem just so I could get close to him.
Didn't he know you flunked trig?
When I got through with him, there was only one thing on his mind. The invitation.
I don't understand. Why didn't he ask you when you saw him later?
The spell was broken. Now it's become a project. A challenge.
Right. And we've got to start from scratch.
You'd better start scratching, girls.
Here he comes.
You a freshman? Out.
A nervous rising generation.
No respect for their elders.
None whatsoever.
Dummy, you almost got us killed.
I know.
Mary, 2 chocolate malts, please.
Hey, I just thought of something to solve all your problems. Well, just toss a coin. Heads to Sabrina, tails Joyce.
No, but that indicates a weak character. I gotta make my own decision.
Well, why don't you make it?
It must be a weak character. I'll take Sabrina.
Great.
No, but if I take Sabrina, then that'll hurt Joyce.
We'll take Joyce.
Well, if I take Joyce, then Sabrina will be disappointed.
Well, take Sabrina. Take Joyce. Take somebody. Take me.
Heads.
Tails.
I win. 5 minutes. That's all you get, and then it's my turn.
I won't need more than 5 minutes.
I'll tell the Surf Twisters you asked for them.
Why, Jeff, I didn't see you come in.
Oh, hi, Joyce. You know Smitty.
Of course, your trusted friend and confidant.
Hi.
Hi, Smitty. Jeff is so fortunate to possess a friendship such as yours. Damon had Pippins, and Jeff met you.
Will you make your decision before I starve to death?
I think you're right.
Well, are you going to ask her, or you want me to be your John Aldrich?
That's John Alden, and I'll ask her. Joyce, what are you doing the 18th?
The 18th?
Yeah, it's a Saturday night at the gym. The dance?
Dance?
You better get over there. She's got it.
It doesn't 5 minutes.
So I have a fast watch and a slow friend. You better hurry.
Oh, I hope it's not too late. Thanks.
No, I'm not doing anything. Not on the 18th. Why, Jeff?
Well,
Your 5 minutes are up.
Huh?
You said you had to go home in 5 minutes, remember?
Oh, 5 minutes. Already? Jeff, is there anything you wanted to ask me before I go? About the 18th?
Jeff, you once asked me about the 18th. My dad said I could have the car on the 18th. 5 minutes are up. Signal when you're through. It's a convertible, Jeff.
It is? Gee. Joyce.
Yes, Jeff.
Sabrina?
Yes, Jeff.
I think I may be ill. I gotta go.
Well, the decision has to be yours, Jeff. All I can tell you is that women are wiser than men. Because they know less but understand more. This proves them to be the superior sex.
What's the matter? Don't you like pickles? You know, Dad, I'm trapped.
Exactly. It's proved by the fact that when you're with Sabrina, you can't think of anyone else, and when you're with Joyce, she's the one you want.
Mm. So what's the answer, Dad? How can I make a decision?
Toss a coin.
But that indicates a weak character.
Exactly. When it comes to women, Jeff, that's exactly what we are. Weak characters.
Hey, Dad, get slow for me, would you?
Yeah. What are you, a vacuum cleaner?
You know, someone once wrote that women serve as mirrors with the magic power to reflect the figure of a man at twice its natural size.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what Joyce does to me.
Hmm?
You know, if she asked me to walk through a brick wall, I almost think I could do it.
And Sabrina makes you feel like a king?
Well, Sabrina makes me feel that breaking a graham cracker would be an unreasonable exertion.
Well, which one makes you feel better?
Yeah, it's hard to say, Mom. They're sure different.
Hmm.
But they both smell so good.
Mom, how come you never get in binds like this? You know, where you can't make a decision?
Who says I never get in binds? Haven't you ever come home from school and seen me pacing the floor, wringing my hands, biting my fingernails, gritting my teeth, saying, what am I going to serve for dinner, a hamburger patties grilled or a hamburger patties fried?
Well, I just want you to know I'm very proud to have a mother who can put so much soul in a plain old hamburger.
Then you should see me when it's a fillet steak.
You know, Mom, Sabrina is awful tempting. Because whenever I'm with her, I can relax. You know, I don't have to worry about anything. She'll drive the car. She'll take me home. She'll ask to kiss me goodnight.
Is that what you want? A release from responsibility?
No. I just want to take a girl and hear the surf twisters. I don't know which one to take.
Do you want my advice?
Yeah.
Toss a coin.
Now, Mary, you're a girl. So you understand what's going on in a girl's mind. And Dad says that women know less and understand more. Now, if you're so understanding, tell me why I can't decide who to take to the dance.
It's very simple, Jeff. Joyce and Sabrina are pretty obvious kids. They're making a play for you. Actually, the decision isn't even yours.
I don't get it.
They picked you.
They did?
Well, don't worry about it. It's done all the time. Usually, it's just one girl involved, but you have two battling over you.
Imagine that.
What do they see in you?
Oh, two of them after me.
You know, Jeff, I'm curious. Now that you know, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's simple. All I have to do is, since I found out that both Joyce and Sabrina are trying to get me to take them to the dance, and since there's something special about both of them, all I have to do is... So who do I ask?
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, help me, Mary, please.
Well, actually, Jeff, there's only one thing you can do.
Oh, what is it? Tell me. Tell me anything, but don't tell me to toss a coin.
Gwen, I got a problem. Maybe you can help me. You're real friendly with Joyce and Sabrina, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, now look, the jazz concert and dance is on Saturday, and...
You don't know who to invite, Joyce or Sabrina.
Yeah, that's just it. Wait, how do I know which one to take? I mean, how do I decide?
Well, there's only one way.
Toss a coin. No, I will not do that.
Well, then I will. Head you go with Sabrina, tails you go with Joyce.
Okay. Guess it's the only way.
One toss. Whatever it is, that's it. Final. Okay?
Yeah, real final. Okay. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
I thought it was a quarter.
Hey, that solves my problem. And it's honest. It wasn't heads and it wasn't tails.
But you are going to the dance. Well, who are you going to take?
Who else? Lady Luck.
Thank you.
sure is interesting. You're not like Joyce, and you're not like Sabrina. But I feel good whenever I'm with you, you know? I really like you. You got no whines, no gimmicks. You don't build me up. You don't cater to me. But you sure smell good. What is it?
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Jeff, last week I bought that perfume. Mm-hmm. And something came with it. And now I'm starting to believe it.
What?
What it's called. So a little charm came with it, fastened to the bottle with a golden wire. Mm-hmm. It's called Good Luck.
Must be a full moon.
You know, this is the one kitchen in the neighborhood that never sleeps.
Yeah, not just our kitchen. I'd say it's typical of the whole country. Right, within 10 years, they'll probably eliminate living rooms and equip kitchens with overstuffed chairs.
We'll go with all the overstuffed husbands.
Well, there he is, Mr. Coin Tosser himself.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Out and out blast. And Gwen, the nicest, sweetest one. You know why I like her so much? She's got no gimmicks.
Oh, no gimmick. Come on, Jeff. Three girls plot to get you to take them to the dance, and the one who outplots the other two, you say, has no gimmick?
Yeah, that's what I say. What's the matter with her?
What, Jeff, I know that perfume. I have seen those good luck charms. Nobody could possibly mistake one for a quarter. Did you touch it? It's light, it's plastic, it has a smooth edge, and it's smaller than a quarter.
Well, look, she didn't plot anything. I mean, you know, I didn't have to ask her out. I really didn't, you know. I just asked her because, well, she was there, and because of her sweet little innocent mistake, you know, mistaking a good luck charm for a quarter, and, well, I just had to ask her.
Gotta admit, it's a pretty cute gimmick.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.